Boys, right there, bringing you to the moment of radio you have been waiting for. I could say that with all sense of responsibility, because I look forward to this moment. In fact, we look forward to this moment every morning. Sometimes at night, I sleep and I dream about the moment on radio, and that's because it's priceless. We hope to deliver to you that priceless experience on radio today as we bring you yet another informative, educative, entertaining, and inspiring radio broadcast on Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are the Techers.
The Techers indeed. Wherever you are, if you're feeling down with yourself, I think it's about time that you lift your spirit listening to us right now.
That's
on
right.
What's Up Lagos. I am Andrea Odwobi. Take care.
And this is the voice of the microphone heavyweight, Collins. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm fine. It took us a long time to wait for Teke this time around.
It wasn't a long time. It's not up to minutes. I mean, it's not up to minutes, originally. Mm. And did anybody catch me when I mentioned the Teke? I know people wait for it.
And then say it at the same time with you.
Yeah. If you ever catch you and you have the recording of that, I could give you some giveaway.
Nice one.
Talking of which, man, we are here again to have the feel of Lagos, right?
Absolutely. The first hour of the show is the feel of Lagos. So if you're listening right now, maybe for the first time, and you probably don't know what goes down here, it's What's Up Lagos with the Techers. Yes, of course, both of us beer Teke.
Absolutely.
We both beer. We both beer Teke. I took his name.
Yeah.
Yeah. I took your name.
You took my name.
I stole your name.
It's okay. We love it that way.
All right.
So when you hear Teke Dimeji, now you understand why.
Absolutely. So welcome. The first hour of the show, that is from 10 to 11, is where we feel your pulse. Get to know what is going on around your area and how you are feeling this morning. And of course, our banter. Today, there has been some kind of rumor about the Thornmayland Bridge, right? But want to clear some doubts today. And also, there's been this issue of landlords just coming out of the blues. It's end of the year, and then they want to increase the rent without even changing anything in the house, or maybe fixing anything in the house. And then, boom, bang, they've increased the house rent. Are you on that table right now? Do you feel like your landlord has come again with the increasing the house rent without changing anything or fixing anything? It's your day-to-day to banter. Your day-to-day to vent it all out.
Absolutely. And I look forward to that conversation, because really, in Lagos, a large percentage of the Lagos population are not homeowners. Mm. Yeah, I mean, it's something across the Nigerian society. But hey, in Lagos, it's much more.
I agree.
Because there's a high level of housing deficits, if you like. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are still living on the streets, under the bridge.
True.
A lot of people are struggling day in, day out just to pay their rents. So it's a big conversation when it comes to housing. And today, we want to hear from the perspective of
the tenant.
Mm. Maybe some other time we hear from the perspective of the landlord.
But I'm sure that some landlords will want to, call in to defend, to give their reasons for increasing the house rent
without
any notice, or without even fixing anything in the house.
What does the law even say about that, really?
Yeah.
About all this stuff. And then, is it high time we moved from people requesting for 5 years rent, 3 years rent, 2 years rent, or even a year rent, to monthly payment of rent? Would that work?
Would that work?
I mean, in other societies where housing is a problem, they make it that easy. you know, so that way, houses are built in such a way that you may not necessarily need to like acquire property to put in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can just move in with your luggage and few things that you have.
Yeah.
And then start staying. And if you want to stay for a month or 2 months, you pay monthly. I mean, in other cities, just to make life easy for the people.
Mm.
Do you think it's time for us to get to that point?
Do you think that monthly payment for house rent is a good idea?
Well, for some people, I would say yes, it's good. For some others, I mean, for example, people would live in better apartments if that's the case. So if you do not have the bulk funds to pay for the rent in a year,
mm-hmm.
you might just, you know, okay, I just have, let's say monthly rent is like 200K. Depending on the kind of apartment, and you have 200K, you can even approach an agent currently with the current situation of things.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have that option of monthly rent, you have the 200K, and so anyways, let me have somewhere to put my head so I can be productive, you know, at least for the month, and then hustle again. I know a lot of people would say, man, this is a great idea, because some people right now, they've been saving money just to pay rent. but that's just part of, by the way, the main conversation is really to hear from you about how landlords get to increase the prices of their rent without necessary recourse to do so. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm. Also, remember today is Wednesday, and of course, it's Techie Talk with the techies. So we're bringing you some tech news, tech updates. Also, we want to find out more about Metaverse.
Yep.
I'm sure you've heard about it. It's no news anymore. So today we'll have someone, a guest will join us to explain further about Metaverse.
Absolutely. And the opportunities available in that world. It's a whole new world.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a lot of talk about 5G today on Techie Talk.
That's right.
Because we hear Nigeria is ready for it. And then there's also the auctioning of, for those who want to have access to 5G, the telecoms, they've been talking about how much the government is trying to peg the amount for licenses for that.
Mm-hmm.
We hear all of that, plus cybersecurity gists.
Okay, that's also there. But before we go to cybersecurity, I also want to mention that, you know, there's been some kind of conspiracy about the 5G also, that it's not good for the health and all of that. So we're going to share, give you some information on that. If you're one of those who are being scared that, oh, there's going to be some health issue when this 5G, whatever comes in. So we're going to clear some doubts as well in that regard. And talking about clearing some doubt, let's talk about the Third Mainland Bridge.
Yes, so recently, since that building collapsed in Lagos, everything is just, everything just started looking as if it's about to collapse.
Everything is shaking.
You know, everything is shaking, you know. You just pass by a building right now. Those days you pass freely, nothing happened, but these days you look twice. I'll be a little collapse. Perhaps that's the reason why there's been some level of insinuation that the Third Mainland Bridge is shaking and might just collapse. I know a lot of the Goshians talked about that. The social media was agog, different videos here and there, people saying stuff, and all that. So we have some updates on that also.
All right. So a press release was made by Aboyede Akinola, the director of press in Public Relations, Federal Ministry of Works and Housing. So he said, okay, let's put it this way. The Federal Control of Works in Lagos engineer Olukayode Popola has debunked insinuations making the rounds on the social media space that the Third Mainland Bridge in Lagos has opened up and shaking and therefore unsafe to traffic, saying the claim was both false and unfounded.
Now, giving on-the-spot assessment of the report on the bridge, the controller who said that, you know, he just drove along the bridge without noticing any opening or experiencing any shaking as contained in the social media report, advised members of the public, especially commuters, to ignore the insinuations as the bridge, which is receiving regular attention along with other bridges across the country, is safe for use.
So there you have it. Yeah. If you must have been feeling unsafe or you have seen those videos on social media, I mean, that's what he's come up to say. The federal control has come up to say that, see, it is safe. Do not pay attention to the rounds or to the false story or news making the rounds on social media about the Third Mainland Bridge, insinuating that it is unsafe for road users.
Absolutely. But there's a big question here.
Yeah.
Because if you apply that Third Mainland Bridge recently, sincerely, there are some places you look at that. I mean, this place, isn't it about to crack?
You know,
there are potholes, there are areas where we need attention. So that could be another dimension.
And I don't know. That it was closed just how many months ago for reconstruction?
For
and
almost
you know,
3 months.
How you see? Okay. So, I mean, there's really a lot.
So we're just asking, what was the reconstruction about? What was the fixing about? And have you plied the third Milan Bridge recently? Do you share the opinion of what the controller has said or the opinion of what the report said? We would like to hear from you because, oh boy, this Lagos, third Milan Bridge and Lagos, you know, one Lagos, one third Milan Bridge. You know what that means. Mm. You know, fourth Milan Bridge coming soon. How many years ago? Still we're here. So let's hear from you. Have you been on the bridge recently? Do you feel unsafe flying that particular bridge? That is the first question today.
For me, right? That, you know, it is shaking or not, it's strong or not. Most times when I ply that road, I feel unsafe. I don't know, for some reason, I'm just putting my hand on my chest like, okay, we're going to pass here. I won't get here out of this place safely. You know, because there's been a lot of news around Third Milan Bridge.
It's certainly what comes to my mind in recent time, especially when I'm driving on that Third Milan Bridge, is Final Destination. You know, there's a scene on the bridge that, you know, I think I stopped watching movies,
it's
man.
It's okay.
I just stopped watching, but nothing will happen like that, you know, as it were. But let's not forget that it's one of the longest bridges in Africa, if not the longest right now. And so it's a big deal, man. Let's hear. Lagos is calling.
0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01-465-7190.
That's those are numbers. Hi, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hi, what's up, Lagos?
Just alive. Welcome.
Hi, my name is Muhammad Ali.
Wow, Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali.
Welcome
back.
But I don't float like I don't sting like a bee.
You don't float like a butterfly and sting like a bee.
I'm my own lungo, man.
All right. Welcome.
Nice to be here. Well, about the Third Milan Bridge, honestly, I also have my doubts when I play that bridge because it's not always smooth. So there's this part of the bridge on the right side, as if you're heading towards the mainland. Mm-hmm. On the left side, actually.
Okay.
So there's a part that is not smooth. So when driving, I always fly on the right side because I don't feel safe sometimes. So I'll just be on the other side, just, you know, like I just drive my own jelly. Reach the final destination, like...
please, don't go there.
Jelly.
All right.
All right, thank you, Muhammad.
Really appreciate it. Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Okay, let's hear more. He doesn't feel safe driving on the road, the Third Milan Bridge.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning. What's your name?
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
First time of calling this program.
Yay, welcome.
I'm excited to be connected this morning. My name is Ajay, calling from Ikorodu.
Welcome.
Yeah, I recently fly that road yesterday, and though there was an hold up on the road, but there's something we need to understand about when it comes to bridges. Bridges are meant to be vibrating. When I mean vibrating, means meant to be shaking because of the materials that are used. Okay. If you are building a bridge, you don't build a bridge like you are doing a normal construction of normal road, because if it's in water, that bridge needs to be shaking just a little. That is why when you're on top of it during the hold up, any heavy vehicle coming other side of the road, you feel the vibration.
Okay.
That is normal. That does not mean the bridge is unfit.
Okay.
Walk through.
Thank you.
All right. So, I mean, he's trying to clear the air, too.
Yeah, some time ago, I think we spoke to an engineer on this radio station, and he said the same thing about the fact that the way they're built, you know, there should be that allowance for it to, you know, be shaky a bit. That does not mean that it's unfit. I'm sure that's the reason. The controller also said that it is safe. And people should just disregard the insinuations. But, you know, we're Nigerians. Well, who we are, you know, we have to be sure.
Hello. Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome. What's your name?
Morning.
Good morning.
My name is Michael. I'm calling from Awaya.
Okay.
Hi, Michael.
Yeah,
concerning the Third Milan Bridge issue. Even this morning, I just passed through the Third Milan Bridge.
Okay.
What I observe is, I'm an Uber driver.
Okay.
So at least I pass all the bridge in Lagos almost every day.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Like sometimes I was at Seattle Bridge. So last man told me, then I come down. So I was standing. Immediately all these truck passed. The bridge was shaking. I was like, okay, I beg you, make I come down from this one before this bridge will follow because it's shaking. So the guy make me thought that that is how you used to say it, as you don't fear.
Yeah.
So the same thing on Milan Bridge. Once the heavy truck pass through on Milan Bridge, it will shake like the other caller said.
Yeah.
I think that is how it is.
Right.
So that's my concern about the bridge.
Okay.
Before the person in Lagos.
Amen. Thank you. Wow.
Hello.
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 Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Welcome.
Good morning, yeah. What's
up? Yay. Hello. You made it.
Yes! Just alive!
Woo!
Yes, life!
Welcome!
Darling!
Yes?
And we are there. Good morning.
Good morning
to you.
I'm an Uber driver anyway.
Okay.
All right.
We fly bridges as a fellow of the other caller said. You know, the terminal bridge is still fail. Go to Apapa Bridge. That Apapa Bridge is, you will see it. If you put the bottle water on it, you see the bottle water will go down.
Wow.
Wow.
Are you worried about that?
Not too much worry because I know that is the
way. All right, we're going to break. We'll be right back to bring you more as we proceed on the show. When we come back, we'll talk more about... okay, it's not time yet for the break. Really, it's a few minutes. Come on, Collins. Apologies. But let's take another call.
Hello.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos? Welcome.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
My name is Robbie.
Hi,
I'd like
Robbie.
To talk about increment in rent.
Okay.
Nice.
Yes. Okay, so my landlord has increased rent twice in 4 years.
Wow.
And the second time, he just sent me a text that he's increasing rent from 1.4 million naira to 2 million naira.
Wow.
Now, this is a house where... anything that gets spoiled, I fix it. The bathtub was spoiled, I had to change it to shower. The cupboards in the kitchen are spoiled, I changed everything. The sinks, the doors, I repainted the house. It was actually a new house. Well, you know how like we developers rush and use substandard equipment to build the houses. And you know, I moved into the house. I was the first person to move into the house 5 years ago. And I've fixed almost everything. I changed all the door handles. I've changed all the toilets. Everything.
Wow.
Do you understand? It was really... It's really... I don't know...
I feel your pain.
I just got a message from him 2 days ago that I should... And I sent him a message. I was like, Oga, how far? You can't add 600,000 naira to what I'm paying you. It's like 600,000 naira is what some other people to pay for a yearly rent.
Me?
You understand what I'm saying? So, I feel like then he's telling me you have to pay Land Use Act. Please, I need to know more about this Land Use Act, blah, 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 that the Lagos State Government is charging them. They are paying...
All right. We're going to break.
Welcome back, Lagos. It's still the feel of Lagos right here, 10:40 on the clock. It's Nigeria Info, 99.3. And remember, today's Wednesday, and that means Techie Talk will be coming up from the 11 o'clock hour. But right now is the feel of Lagos, and we want to know what is going on around your area and how you are doing this morning. And then we touched on a few things. We touched on the Third Milan Bridge.
Yep.
We also touched on... landlords increasing rents
indiscriminately.
Yeah. Mm. So if you have concerns about any of these two and you want to talk about it, the phone lines are open. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. If you want to drop a WhatsApp message, you can do that also
on 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805.
There are some WhatsApp messages that I will take right now. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Your name is Dean Edozie Naji. Says, what's up, Lagos? Chest alive, my dynamic couple. Collins, you really cracked me up this morning. you two are bam to soothing so many aching buddies. Love you both, ludes.
Okay. Thank you.
Says, my lungu is serene and calm. We have Shayi on the line, calling from Lekki.
Hello.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Yeah, I'm actually calling about the Tomelan Bridge.
Okay.
They said it's not open. Surely the bridge is really open.
Mm.
I saw it myself. I passed it on Monday. I saw it myself. Immediately after, yeah, you're descending to Adekunle, I can't really picture the actual point. We are coming from the mainland to the island. Before you get to Adekunle or after Adekunle, I can't go between that space.
Mm-hmm.
You see that I saw it myself.
Okay, you're saying that it's opened and it's unsafe.
Yeah,
that's what you're saying.
Where there's a joint. I'm literally saying the water down.
Uh-huh.
And that's a bridge there.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Shay.
Thank you, Shay, for giving us this update. But this is the same bridge that the controller inspected.
Mm.
So are you saying the controller is lying? Maybe the open part is part of... Maybe it's part of the way it should be.
You know what? I think that was it 2 years ago. This same complaint happened where that everybody was under panic, saying that the bridge was open and it was, you know, going to wasn't safe, going to collapse, and all of that. Now it's 2 years, and you know, I'm not saying that it could be wrong, but I'm saying that it's 2 years already.
And
nothing has happened, and we don't pray for anything to happen. I know that there's some concerns, but I mean, the controller has said it's safe.
I mean, we have to go with that. I mean, if you don't trust, you have to go. Have to trust. I mean, they're the experts. These are the engineers who, you know, they've checked it and said, no, it's not a big, there's no problem. So,
and then I want to ask, do you think that they would, the people who are checking and saying there's nothing wrong with it, do you think that they would deliberately say that there's nothing wrong with it so that Nigerians can die?
Uh-huh.
Or so that we can, you know, ply through a road and, you know, that we are at risk. And I don't think that the government are that heartless, or these people or the controller, whoever, is that heartless that would see something that is obviously wrong and say it is okay and expect us to consistently ply that road knowing that it's unsafe. I don't think so.
I don't think so.
It's even unprofessional on their own part. So I think that they are professionally doing their job, and they have told us that it is safe. And I think that we need to trust to some extent that it is safe, right?
Mm-hmm. But that does not stop you from still being observant and finding out if
Absolutely.
You see anything and you also say.
Absolutely.
You know, because nobody knows it all.
Patrick is on the line.
All right. Hello, Patrick.
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
Yeah. Okay. So, actually, I want to speak on this, Mr. Patrick. I want to speak on the Terminal Bridge.
Okay.
I'm a road user every day. I'm an Uber driver.
Okay.
I want to tell you too that the bridge, actually, if you are coming from island to mainland, before you get to that Unilag waterfront, that place is actually bad. You see a lot of like potholes everywhere, and that place causes traffic and also is very dangerous for driving.
Okay.
All right. Potholes.
So, hello, please. I want to also use to just chip in some little thing there. But I'm going to beg the Lagos State government to look into a local government. That has this, and there is no single project going on for the past 6 years. There's a road called Ailegun Road. People in that area have been cut off totally from other area.
Okay.
No Uber or boat driver want to go to that place. People, my mom live in that area. They are going through stress. Ailegun Road, there they have Roni Polytechnic.
All right.
The road is absolutely bad. For the past 6 years, no single stone have been put into that place. I want the state government and the Ejigbo SCDA to look into that place, please.
Ejigbo.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Appreciate
Patrick.
For that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, hand that over to... Yeah, we'll hand it over to the community report team to investigate and follow up on that. More calls coming in. Anyway.
Absolutely. Hello. 0700-993-993-993. Hello.
from Lagos.
Cheers to life.
Good morning, Andrew and Adobe.
No, it's Colin.
Okay, and Adobe.
Well,
first and foremost, I want to remind you guys, Adobe and Take Care, don't come to the radio and greet yourself, because one, I just cannot even.
Who are you?
My name is Brooklyn. Brooklyn is my name. Brooklyn. One of my friends in my office was doubting, telling me that the two of you are not couples. I kept telling him that two of you are couples. How can you come to the radio station and start greeting yourself and see if you didn't sleep in the same room?
Were you in our house? Were you there to see us sleep in the same house?
come to talk about the Dodman Land Bridge. Take it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Honestly, it's another way that the government is trying to siphon money from us. That Dodman Land Bridge, you see, right from the time they built that Dodman Land, is a very strong bridge. That third mainland is not the kind of bridge that they should be renovating twice or three times. They want to even make it three times in a year now. So, like, that third mainland bridge, the original part of that, anytime they want to work on that third mainland bridge, most time they remove the original part of that third mainland bridge and put inferior. That is my own belief. But when you buy a new car and you want to work on it, always put your eyes on the original part so that the mechanic will not change it and put the inferior. Come to talk about the landlord increasing rent.
Yeah.
Well, I will not blame them, because the government on its own side, he has failed. If you go to Libya, 99% houses there are controlled by the federal government of Libya. Before you take a house, you must get a job. And that job, they will calculate how much you are being paid. Then they will remove it from your salary. If anything happened to your house in Libya, before you know, like electric, maybe you have electrical, this thing, they will just call you and come to your place. You need to call them. The signal will go to the NEPA, their office, and they will come there and rectify it. Someone the other day was talking about paying rent every month.
Yeah.
He has failed on his own side. How many houses has the government built for the citizens?
Uh-huh.
If they build, go to Ikoyi, most of the houses there are vacant, and most of the people working in Ikoyi, some are coming from Abeokuta, some are coming from Ibadan. That is where they are paying their rent, because they cannot afford where they are working.
Mm.
So, please.
All right.
I'm just tired of this Tottenham issue. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Another perspective there.
Right.
But that's Libya. You know, that's not happening here. The government has failed to agree. But as it stands right now, you know.
Lower back.
Is it not unfair to say that because of a situation of things, you now dump whatever costs it would take on the tenant? For example, the land use. Most landlords increase their rent because of the land use charge. And I mean, you own the house, not the tenants, you know, so you should be able to take care of that.
I think that it is prohibited for that to happen, for landlords to impose a land use charge on their tenant. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but they're not supposed to be able to increase the rent. Is that not indirectly doing it?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Oh my God. Lagos, now wow.
Hello.
Hello, yeah.
Hi, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, I'm calling in respect of the Third Mainland Bridge. So my name is Bishop.
All right.
From Etiosa, yeah. So concerning what the last caller said about the government finding a way to extort money, I guess. But probably I feel if the government is planning to do that, they're also putting the life of their relatives or their life at risk. Because one day also, they also run through that bridge. So you get, but basically, I feel the bridge is safe, like you said. So we should just trust the operators working on the bridge to an extent that we should also feel like, okay, yeah, we are safe at a point.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I feel concerned the
All
bridge.
Right. Okay, yeah, thank you.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right, 0700-993-993-993, the female only line, 01-465-7190. If you want to drop a WhatsApp message.
On 0809-597-5805. That's for WhatsApp messages. This is WhatsApp Lagos with Vetekes.
And then on WhatsApp, Dennis here says, I followed the, he's talking about the Third Mainland Bridge here. And he says, I followed there yesterday evening and I didn't see any shake on the bridge. I was only scared when I was going because of the news.
All right.
All right. We have Osas from Ogudun.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome.
Andrea calling. Take
care. Good morning.
Only when you come, that tell your body, this sham, you need a shot, everybody bad. You sure if I listen to you, that's a say, make I everybody, body, they sweep me. What do you have now? Mama, I can't meet her.
I know that. Say, when I do come, I didn't shout any, Abby.
Everywhere, you can't. It's a woman, there's one thing I observe. When woman they decide you can't calm down somehow, you know.
The very format of the show actually, you know, was re-looked into.
It's still very much fun, you know. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
My observation, what I want to say is this. If you look at all the bridges in Lagos, 90% are built by the military. What is happening to our civilian government? They have been clamoring about this Fourth Mainland Bridge, since I was born. Fourth Mainland Bridge. The major bridges we have in Lagos, in short, in Nigeria, we are built by the military government, the Babangidas, the name it. There is also bought by President $1 million.
So what are you saying? What is your point directly?
My point is that Mainland Bridge is the workload of that bridge is too much. Compared, you know, when the bridge was built, I'm not sure it was a station for this number of people that pass through that bridge every day.
No, but the government said it's safe.
It's safe, but what people complain about, that report was done by China's TV. I saw it on China's report. Concerning that the expansion on that bridge.
They say those are insinuations. They're not true.
So please, okay, apart from that, why can't they build more bridge? If you look at Lagos now, if you're going to Lagos, apart from that bridge and the Cobridge or thereabouts, they know that we can go to Lagos. You know?
Yeah.
So the president should let them do what is there. Even their money.
Okay.
Not their money. Let them do bridges for us.
Mm. All right.
I heard you loud and clear. And like the question he asked, what's the... that question probably is for the government to answer.
Is it your money?
Let's see. Franklin on WhatsApp here says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, the techies. The third mainland bridge, I just sing God take control in my mind and ask God for the forgiveness of sins. You won't notice that the bridge is shaking until you are in traffic. Today I noticed my heart started beating in my hand. And it's better I go through Yaba than to complete the whole journey to Iano World. It's coming from Franklin.
Wow.
All right. Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, what's up, Lagos?
Good morning, Tekes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, okay. My name is Mark.
Welcome, Mark.
Hello.
Welcome, Mark.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, so I just want to speak on the rent.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay, now, Lagos State, landlord, I don't know. First and foremost, what the governor said as regards paying rent monthly would never work in a place like Nigeria. Mm. If you say the rentage in Nigeria is actually too high, you say places like UK where they pay rent monthly, you find out that the minimum wage,
mm-hmm. yeah.
whatever you earn as a minimum wage mm-hmm. would actually pay your rent.
Mm.
Because, I mean, before you get a house, you go to government says that, okay, your landlord actually check to find out that what you earn can pay your rent. Not 50%, 75% of what you earn should pay your rent. And then if it's 50%, no landlord would accommodate you.
That's right.
So, like Lagos, you find out that most tenants pay way higher than what they earn in Lagos.
Right.
So imagine someone living in a house of 400,000 and then this person is just someone that earns 50,000 naira monthly.
Yeah.
So how, if you break it down, how is the person supposed to pay 400,000 from 50,000 he earns?
Mm-hmm.
Even if you earn 100,000, how are you supposed to pay 400,000?
Yeah.
That is why people mop up money for 1 year.
Mm. Okay.
They try everything they do possible to
accumulate
this money together.
Yeah.
Not because they earn that kind of money.
That's right. That's right. I totally agree. So, but what if it's just an option? We'll go on a break, right? Kyle, top of the morning to you. For those joining us for the first time again, well, thank you for being a part of our broadcast. And thank you for also ensuring that you contributed to the conversations we had earlier. Now it's time to bring you Techie Talk. And we are the Techers.
And that's right. And we told you earlier that we have some tech news that we'll be bringing your way. Cybersecurity is part of it. The 5G is part of it. Metaverse also is a conversation we'll be having with our guests shortly.
For those who are looking for an opportunity to make it, especially with the new technologies that are available. Mm-hmm. Now, with the 5G becoming a reality, that means the Internet of Things will become a major reality, which experts have said that, hey, that's going to improve the economy of Nigeria. And also things like holograms, you get used to it. For those who have heard about the metaverse, you already have an idea of what Facebook has said is going to become. So there'll be a lot of high-speed internet involved. There'll be a lot of that kind of technology involved. So we'll talk about that super soon. But first, let's bring you back home with some stories as far as tech is concerned. We hear that the National Assembly has approved the budget of about 86.2 billion naira for the Nigerian Communications Commission's operations in 2022. I know that particular commission is very important as far as tech is concerned in this country. And while Professor Umar Dambata, the Executive Vice Chairman of the NCC, presented the budget to a joint Senate and House of Representatives Committee on Communications, ICT, and Cybercrime, which is chaired by Senator Oluremi Tinubu, Professor Umar Dambata said that the Executive Vice Chairman of the NCC, that's him, presented the budget to the joint House of the Representatives Committee on Communications, ICT, and Cybercrime.
According to the NCC's executive vice chairman, the commission plans to generate 332.39 billion.
600, actually.
Did I say, okay, 632.39 billion in revenue in 2022. Now, adding that the revenue would be generated, he says, through the selling of networks and fines among other things.
So you're collecting like 86.2 billion and then you expect to generate 632.39 billion. That's a good target to give yourself.
Now, but it is achievable.
Well, we'll wait and see. You know, where he says going to make the money from, he said from fines. So you're expecting people to go against the, you know, like you're already, how can you peg making money with fines? I'm just thinking aloud.
Just like you know that people are going to falter.
They're going to falter. And they just so. Anyways, let's see how it goes. But hey, meanwhile, lawmakers have demanded an explanation about the deployment of fifth generation, that's 5G technology in Nigeria, and its technological implications for Nigerians.
All right. In the meantime, the Executive Vice Chairman of the Nigerian Communications Commission, NCC, reassured Nigerians that electromagnetic emissions from the 5G network have no negative impact on human health. Remember that we said that some people have been saying that there will be some kind of health challenge if we are embrace the 5G network. But hey,
he's debunked that. Maybe we should listen to Professor Umar Dambata when he addressed the House on this matter.
I think we're unique because now, as you can see, we are in a studio atmosphere.
I want you to reassure Nigerians about the safety of this 5G. And there's concern of a particular high-risk, extremely damaging malware called FluBot. So maybe you can explain on that so that Nigerians will be assured that, you know, their safety is guaranteed.
As for the concerns, you know, by Nigerians about 5G, we share these concerns. And we went to great lengths to explain that whereas these concerns, you know, are justified, but the facts on the ground, you know, do not really lend credence to these concerns. One, we have tried to sensitize Nigerians about the safety of the network, I mean, of the technology itself, the 5G technology. You know, we have sensitized Nigerians even about the spectrum. The 5G spectrum is non-ionizing. You know, this is a statement, a categorical statement made by the International Commission for Non-Ionizing Radiation Protection, where they say the 5G spectrum, the very one we're about to auction, is perfectly safe. It is not harmful to human beings, you know, and there is no evidence whatsoever, no medical evidence, okay, from the World Health Organization indicating any correlation between this spectrum and the health of citizens, you know, using this service.
Well, Umaru Dambatadek reassuring Nigerians. So for those who were doubting, you know, he has cleared their doubts again in that presentation. So, guys, we hear your comments on all these, but there's still more to talk about as we proceed.
Absolutely.
On this.
Still on 5G, fresh hurdles await operators bidding for the fifth generation network, which is a 5G licensing in Nigeria, as the federal government has mandated a 10-year coverage nationwide with a minimum download speed of 100 megabyte per second.
Now, according to the rollout obligation of the 5G as contained in the information memorandum, which I'll refer to as IM, in the first 2 years starting from effective date of the license, the operators are expected to roll out service in at least one state in each of the geopolitical zones of the country. That's the southwest, south-south, southeast, north-central, including federal capital territory, not forgetting northwest and northeast. So before you can get the license, you have to like roll out as soon as you receive the license in all the geopolitical zones. I think that's a good step, right?
I think so too. Now, this is according to the Director of Spectrum Administration, Nigerian Commission's Communication Commission's NCC, Oluwatoyin Asaju, who disclosed these obligations in Lagos at the Stakeholders Consultative Forum on the draft IM for the spectrum auction.
Absolutely. So, you know, let me even mention again here, mention quickly that the Nigerian Communications Commission has officially declared the auction of the 3.5 gigahertz, that's 3.5 GHz spectrum for the deployment of 5G technology in Nigeria. And that's going to take place on December 13, 2021.
Wow. Okay.
So they're going to auction those who want to get the license. Mm-hmm. You're going to go there. And I mean, people want to hear more about the price. And we have, according to the memorandum, information memorandum, which provides information, conditions, obligations, and even financial implication and the timelines, you know, and other necessary details, you know, about the planned 3.5 gigahertz spectrum auction. Now, the reserve price has been pegged at $197.4 million, and that's approximately
75 billion naira.
Okay. I know some operators have already complained, about the peg price. So that's the auction price. So that means you still like price it ahead.
You can, yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. So moving away from that story to another story, a very interesting one that have, you know, this particular one has made some people raise eyebrows here and there. Mm. If you've been hearing some gist about MTN and Airtel having bank licensing, I think Collins has got a few gists.
Absolutely, yo. The Central Bank of Nigeria, CBN, yesterday granted, some time ago, that's on the 6th or thereabouts of this month, granted license or you know, approval in principle for payment service bank, that's PSB, licenses to MTN Nigeria and Airtel Africa.
Now, the decision to grant PSB approvals to the two major telecommunications firm in Nigeria is in line with the APS Bank's objective of enhancing financial inclusion and the development of a payment system through a secured technology driven environment.
Well, MTN Nigeria and statement obtained from the Nigerian Stock Exchange NSE website said that it received the approval on November 4, 2021 from the Central Bank of Nigeria license application for the proposed mobile money payment service limited, Service Bank Limited.
Mm. In the same vein, Airtel Africa, in a statement, announced that its subsidiary Smart Cash Payment Service Bank Limited, that is Smart Cash, you must have heard about Smart Cash, has been granted approval in principle to operate a payment service bank business in Nigeria. So it means that the likes of Airtel, the likes of MTN now have a bank license, right, to go ahead and operate like a financial
specifically payment service bank. All right, so but that is it a good thing, is it not? Do they deliver better with their services? I mean, the telecoms generally have a good record, you know, compared to even the banking sector. I know somebody is going to hold my throat for this. You know, but the truth is, they have, over the years, these 20 years of telecommunications in Nigeria or more. So that means that they have successfully grown over the years. And I think they've made more impact on the lives of Nigerians compared to many other sectors, especially in this space.
Do you think that
people trust that they will do better?
Okay. I was going to say, do you think that they should, they should focus on telecoms and leave finance?
No, when it comes to tech, people evolve. Banks are going to other businesses, and other businesses are going into other businesses. Even me, I've gone, a few will open bank very soon. You know what I'm saying? But so as far as tech is concerned, there's always room for innovation. There's room for you to go into different areas. You get to evolve. You know, all companies are going to renewable energy.
True that.
I mean, you know, they're going to solar and all of that. So that's exactly what the tech provide makes. I mean, that's how the tech ecosystem works. Well, I don't know how many times they want to extend this date for the NIN, but the federal government has extended the deadline for the National Identity Number, that means Subscriber Identity Model, SIM, data verification, to the end of 2021. While calling on legal residents to complete the process.
Okay. The Honorable Minister of Communications and Digital Economy, Professor Itse Pantami, the approval to extend the deadline was made further to appeal by the mobile network operators and other industry stakeholders soliciting for a further extension to ensure better compliance with government's directive and to avoid widening the digital divide. Sincerely, like you said, I've lost count of how many times the deadline has to be extended. And I think that it's because of the response from either organizations or for people generally. Do you have your NIN?
No, I mean, the telecom owners don't want to lose their customers.
True that.
All right, they have to keep appealing. Absolutely. That's why when you call the phone line, please register to avoid disconnection, you know, and stuff like that. So I guess that's the reason.
Yeah.
But you know, when you start moving left or right, you don't stay in one place. Sometimes people do not take you seriously. You keep pushing the deadline, pushing. If you let people just cut off for a while,
the urgency would increase.
I'm not giving you ideas, I'm just saying. Anyways, and which we hear about cybersecurity, you heard earlier, the NCC also a warning about a new virus, of course, a cyber attack. We talked about one the other time, which of course also got the concern of Nigerians. But away from that, we have to talk about this. An HP Wolf security report titled Out of Sight and Out of Mind, which highlights the rise of hybrid work and cybersecurity, shows that a growing number of users are buying and connecting on sanctioned devices outside of IT purview. So they just buy a device without considering the security involved in that device.
It also highlighted that three threats levels are rising, with attackers increasingly successful at bypassing defenses and tricking users into initiating attacks through phishing. All of this is making IT support more complex, time-consuming, and costly than ever.
The report also talked about shadow IT. Now, shadow IT is just people who are not IT professionals, and then, you know, they get to, okay, let me put it this way. So according to the report, right, shadow IT typically refers to, of course, non-IT departments deploying software beyond the purview of IT. So it notes that the shadow is now spreading, with individuals, you know, procuring and connecting devices without being checked by IT professionals, as it were.
45% of office workers surveyed purchased IT equipment such as printers and PCs to support home working in the past year. However, 68% said security wasn't a major consideration in their purchasing decision, while 43% didn't have their new laptop or PC checked or installed by IT professionals, and 50% said the same of their new printer. I think this is a lot of people during this lockdown, you know, a lot of stay at home. Most people work from home.
That's right.
There's been a lot of stay-at-home online services, and also people get to buy a lot of these gadgets, laptops, printers, and all of that. And most times when they buy it, it's not being checked by the IT or by the professional. And what this is trying to say is you're at risk of cyber attack.
That's right. That's right. Because most people are working at home. And if you buy an item, nobody pays attention to what do you call it? They do not pay attention to details of the IT, the technology involved in it, which could expose you. People do not understand that you could get attacks through your printer, because printers are very fully digitalized right now. I mean, printers are not like they used to be, you know, and you can get attacked through your PC if it's not checked, and also with the necessary security put in place.
Yeah.
So because people are working from home, there's a tendency of just buying a computer, connecting it, you know, I mean, after all, the manual is there, let me just follow the manual without considering the security that it's needed.
That's right. So when, if you buy a printer, this is just to put it out there, that if you buy a printer, if you buy a PC, a laptop, or what have you, make sure that you consult an IT professional, an IT personnel to help you with the installation.
Absolutely. Well, with that, we'll go on a quick break. We have this moment and pick some bills from one of our sponsors. And then we'll move on. Don't forget that 11:45, we have the Landlord Toe Timeout Happy Moment live right here. We talked earlier about landlords and their matter. You can be become a landlord or a landowner, you know, through a Landlord Toe. So we'll get to that point at 11:45, and we'll also try to connect with our guests to talk about the opportunities in the new metaverse. In case you don't know what that is about, you might want to stick around, because it's all about opportunities for you.
What is zero? Is it just a number or a word? With zero lactose, zero added sugar, and zero artificial sweeteners, becomes so much more. Give your life more value with the nourishing goodness of the new Hollandia Zero Yogurt. Hollandia Zero Yogurt. So much yogurt goodness. Zero compromise.
Listening to Techie Talk with the Techies right here. Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. And we have our guest joining us right now to talk about the opportunities in the metaverse, or very fair, the meta world, if you like. Now, last week, or past couple of weeks, or from last month, we already announced that Facebook had changed the name, and we'll be giving you updates on what this new technology that they're bringing on board, or what they're bringing on board with this change. Last week we heard from Mark Zuckerberg directly explaining how the metaverse works, and then we had that on, and that also, you know, got people thinking, okay, what are the opportunities, you know, what exactly is this all about? And recently he made an announcement that the Meta made an announcement that has to do with, you know, giving creative an opportunity to make money using the platform.
He says it's a new way. It's trying to lure creators, content creators, to develop high content of... All right, we have our guest right here with us. Okay, we'll be joining our guest shortly. But basically, today we're going to analyze the opportunities that are metaverse presents to content creators.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, John Obidi is a new media consultant, many things in one. And from the last time I checked, I used to call him, you know what, the man who understands Facebook, not just the digital space, but specifically so many things, including, how to use Facebook. He's one of the very early persons on Techie Talk to teach people how they can, you know, do Facebook ads, how they can start their digital, their career, or, you know, improve their business earnings in using the new media. And of course, he has one of the biggest groups on Facebook in terms with thousands and thousands of young Africans, you know, benefiting from his wealth of experience. John Obidi joins us live via Skype right now from wherever. He's the man who travels the world. So perhaps, you know, he will be joining us live via Skype now on this conversation. John, good morning to you. Or I don't know what the time is wherever you are. But hey, good morning from Lagos, Nigeria. How are you doing?
Good afternoon from Dubai.
Uh-huh. Great. Good afternoon and good morning from Lagos. How are you doing this afternoon at your side? How are you doing? How are you feeling?
I'm doing good, thank you. You guys are looking fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you. You too.
All right. For the layman who is just understanding what Metaverse is about, can we explain in clear terms what Metaverse is? And probably the idea behind it.
Right. So... Mm-hmm. So the Metaverse is a while. It just became popular recently with Facebook's announcements that that was going to be their new direction. And so the Metaverse refers to a virtual world where people will exist through avatars. Mm-hmm. And so to help us understand this, we have always been living in some kind of Metaverse, right? I mean, so if you look at the way social media works right now, it's a kind of Metaverse. Mm-hmm. If you look at my profile, my social media profile now, John Obidi on Instagram, you'll see my profile picture with a kind of haircut, you know, wearing a suit, mm-hmm. looking a certain way. You look at my posts, you have a certain feel of who this guy could be. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times, I'm not that person in real life. I mean, I'm talking to you right now, I'm not wearing a suit. I'm not wearing a suit in like 6 months. I'm not wearing a suit in 6 months.
Yeah.
And I'm not really that serious in real life.
Okay.
But my whole right, I mean, Collins knows, right? But my whole persona has been packaged a certain way and put up on social media. So you are looking at that avatar that is not really a true person is, but what you see is what I want you to see.
Mm.
So some kind of avatar. But the Metaverse now means that you, Collins, will create your character. And instead of we having a video call now, instead of us having this video call one-on-one, it'd be my avatar talking to your avatar. Mm. So I wouldn't have had to go and comb my hair, dress up nice. No, we won't have to dress up each other anymore. Mm. You would dress your avatar virtually. Mm. I would dress my avatar virtually like we're playing a video game.
Yeah.
And those two avatars would meet in that universe called the Metaverse.
Wow. Mm. Wow. Mind-blowing.
So that's what the Metaverse...
yes. You know...
In the most simple term.
Wow.
You know, understanding the level, in as much as on Techie Talk, we try to do education, let people learn about technologies, new technologies, and key in and catch up. There's still a lot of people who are like, you know, we still have to catch up. All right, but let's put this like this: what are the opportunities and for Nigerians, young Nigerian creatives, as it were, generally, with this new development or with this development?
Okay, so to answer that, I have to explain something else about the Metaverse, and that is that the right. Colin says, John, please help me post this on social media. Which social network specifically? There is the Facebook social media. Mm-hmm. There is the Instagram. Mm-hmm. There is the TikTok
mm-hmm.
and so on. All right, mm-hmm. it's the same way that there is no one Metaverse. There are multiple Metaverses. You will see Metaverse as countries, different countries where you can gain citizenship to either one through a subscription. So just as Facebook is developing their own Metaverse, mm-hmm. I mean Facebook is now called Meta, developing their own Metaverse.
Yeah.
We also have different Metaverses. Microsoft just announced, which wants to be a kind of mesh. They already announced their own Metaverse on Microsoft Teams.
Yeah.
And then other Metaverses have already existed. When it comes to Metaverses, video games are the easiest explanation of metaverses, because they've always existed. If you play any video game online, like Grand Theft Auto, or even the very popular one right now that's called Fortnite, people exist in those video games. And when they see somebody, another character in that video game, that character is a real human being somewhere in the world. And can interact with that character. They can only buy that game. You know, when I was younger, I used to be shocked, like, how actual money to dress up their game character. That is the whole ecosystem that's been created around this. So what is the opportunity for creatives? Now, I'll talk about the Facebook angle, because I was watching the Facebook's keynote. I keep calling it Facebook, even though it's now Meta. Yeah. I guess the name will take a while to wear on
focus. Absolutely.
Right? So I was watching the keynote of Mark Zuckerberg, and they announced that they were creating these spaces and so to come in and learn how to create these experiences in the metaverse. So if you are a speaker, you're a teacher, you're a trainer, you'll be able to hold real life conferences in the metaverse. And this is not future. This happened last year during the pandemic year of 2020, Travis Scott, a rapper, held a concert on Fortnite.
Yeah.
Right there in that metaverse of Fortnite. Collins, can you guess how many people attended that virtual concert? 12.3 million people.
Wow.
I'm just giving you those numbers so you know that it's not something that is far away. It's been happening. All right. And before Travis Scott, somebody had gone on, this DJ that wears this Marshmello.
Yeah.
He did his own concert on Fortnite. He got over 10 million of these. And broke the record with 12.3 million. So this has already been existing. My only concern is that I hope that our people in the third world are not late to these technologies, because you know, first of all, for you to get involved with Facebook's technology, you need to get their virtual reality headset. It's called the Oculus Quest.
That's right.
Right. You need to get that. That costs around about $1,000 plus. One needs to get that. Then. Internet infrastructure is going to be an issue. This thing will be running away from me. I'm going to have to face the internet. The metaverse is not a place you come and be checking your each much data you have left, your MB. How much MB do I have? Right? No. You've got to be ready.
All right.
Well, let me not digress. Let me come back to your.
Yeah.
People have to learn how they can create metaverse experiences, how to design these experiences. Number one, you have to learn how to use AR or create augmented reality experiences, create virtual reality experiences. So if you are looking to get into tech, try and learn how to, and you want to get into the metaverse, learn how to create 3D experiences using some tools like there's Maya, there is Blender, there is Cinema 4D.
Yeah.
They can help you create all these experiences and can also help you in creating NFTs, because NFTs are going to drive the metaverse. If people can get into this early, that would be great. If people can just go and watch that Mark Zuckerberg's keynote again, there's a Nigerian, I don't know if she's just of Nigerian origin, actually Nigerian, she's a fitness trainer, and she's been able to take her fitness class into the metaverse. She was showcased on that keynote, right? So people who have all these real life businesses experience, they can actually take this into the metaverse. So these are what I think creatives can do, learn augmented reality, learn. Facebook actually just announced that they are releasing about $150 million to empower creatives to learn how to create experiences.
Wow.
Great.
Now, I don't know if this money will go into inflation like grants, but I know that a lot of that money will be towards education, to teach creatives how to build all these experiences in the metaverse. So rather than just be consumers, I think that our people need to get access to this and see what piece of that pie that they can corner for themselves.
Absolutely. Right. They should send some of that money here, because that's what we're doing right now. We're educating people. We're getting them to know about
this.
I mean, you mentioned some challenges that are more or less a source of concern for us. The third world. And truthfully, it's really, really a concern. And do you think that we are ready to embrace the metaverse in this part of the world?
Well, the young people of Nigeria are really talented, arguably the most talented I've met in Africa, right? So if it's based on skill, if it's based on desire, if it's based on intelligence, our people are ready. But you see, a lot of times you cannot be bigger than your environment.
True that.
And so for a long time, we've been trying to find ways around it. You get maybe you have five modems. If this other doesn't work, you switch to this. No, at this level, we can't afford to wing it.
Wow.
Your VR set and never can take light.
Wow.
You know, so to finally, you know, take by the horns. Internet infrastructure, how are we handling this? Do people have access to affordable internet? I'm here and I'm not concerned about how many, I've never checked how much data I have left, because that concept of limited internet is a concept for me. It has not been in my 1 year here in Dubai. And that needs to be the reality of every average creative in Nigeria for us to fully partake in this new world.
True that.
All right. I mean, John, this is a continuous conversation. We're going to end it here today for lack of time. All right. And but we certainly have a part two, a part three, or thereabout. We continue talking about this and also
always ready.
Engaging stakeholders so that, I mean, our interest here on Techie Talk is usually just to get our young Nigerians to take advantage of these opportunities. I don't want to spend time here talking about what has been done and what can be done. However, we're going to do whatever, we're going to rig the process or, you know, just to be a part of this world, or we're going to sell our talents, you know, to export our talents in such a way that we can have access and also be part of this world. However we're going to do it, we'll talk about that subsequently as we proceed on subsequent episodes of the show. John, thank you.
Thank you very much. The phone lines are buzzing. I don't know if we can pick a call to answer a question. Can we do that? Do you have time for that?
Yes, I think we should take a call or two before you go.
Sure, I'm down.
Yeah, right. Hello?
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 Hello, good morning. All right.
Line's jamming.
Hello?
Oh, boy. There you go again. Lines
0700-993-993-993. We'll take at least two questions. If you have a question on our topic today, feel free to do that right now. 0700-993-993-993.
Absolutely. So Metaverse, that's what we're talking about today on Techie Talk, the opportunities in the Metaverse. And of course, you now know that there are several of such verses or worlds, if like. And as we move forward, you find more information. Don't just rely on the radio show. As you listen here, go back, do more research and position yourself to be able to benefit from these, you know, the evolution of technology, as it were. Daniel from Kurudu is calling. Hi, Daniel. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Daniel.
Yeah. Also, Metaverse. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
There's some hold back. I don't know where it's coming from, but you
can
might
you
need
move
to
away from your
move
radio.
Away from your radio.
Yeah, please.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I want to speak on this Metaverse. Yeah. I watched, like, almost all the documentaries I can find online, like... Yeah. On it, and I don't really feel that we are ready in this country. Like, I'm not sure, because that Metaverse, number one, it is data consuming. Yeah, and with people that don't even have, like, that they can't even barely feed, so how would they even get involved in spending so much data on Metaverse and all?
All right. Thank you, Daniel. Daniel's concern is clear.
Okay, it wasn't a question. He was making a comment on it. And I could see John nodding his head when it comes to what he mentioned about the data consumption that Metaverse, takes. Do you want to touch on that?
I think it's pretty clear. But I want to say something. I don't want young people I don't want people who want this. That I don't think we are ready. See, before Nigeria's issues will be conclusively solved, it will take a while, realistically, right? But if you hang your dreams on that, you are not going to compete with your mates in South Korea, in Dubai, in New York, in Paris, because they are not on a level where they are concerned about data consumption. So remember Collins, when I came on your show, last year during the pandemic, and I said that we have to create our own personal infrastructure so that we can, to a large degree, insulate ourselves from the collective problems we are facing. Otherwise, as an individual, you will not progress, you will not move forward. All right. So based on where you told young people to rent house, make sure there is high-speed internet. It is the real for the 20.
Okay.
He can't move into that house. That's just the way it is. I'm sorry that we have to think about this in Nigeria, but that's the way it is. Mm. So find a way to get unlimited internet access wherever you live. It doesn't exist where you are. Move to where it exists. It exists in Lagos. I won't mention their names because they're not sponsoring.
Yeah.
But you know who they are.
Yeah.
Look for where their coverage is strong and go. That is the only way you will be able to compete, because your competition is no longer the guy in Enugu or the guy in Port Harcourt. No, the competition is the guy in South Korea, the guy in France, the guy in Germany. And nobody will say, oh, they're in Africa, let us see them and give them work. No, they're looking for where they'll get the best value.
True.
So we need to be able to meet them where they are. And if that means we have to work twice or 10 times as hard, we've got to pay the price. But that's where we are.
True that. Thank you. Thank you, John. Well said.
Sam is on the line, but I don't think we can take Sam's call. Can we squeeze that in? All right, let's see if Sam can squeeze Sam in. Of course, we need to run away. Hi, Sam.
Good morning.
You have 30 seconds, Sam. Sorry for keeping you on the line.
Why don't you take us? Really, I have 30 seconds and I've wasted about two minutes to connect. The caller that called from Dubai has really said it all, like, seriously.
It's our guest, yeah.
So many opportunities in the metaverse, and it's not linked to cryptocurrency, like, seriously. And I just hope it just go haywire. It goes wild from next year. Okay. I just invested $2,000 in a particular coin.
Okay.
And you understand? There's P to E, there's P to N, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Just like when you are connected to your PlayStation, when you buy it, but now it's connected to the internet, you can buy those coins and they are linked. And when people keep playing, you keep earning as an investor, or you buy, or you create a content, just like the caller from Dubai. So it's wild. You understand? So many companies are into it.
All right.
It's okay. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Sam. I mean, some... You know, that's one thing, again, some people can think that this does not affect, in Nigeria, there's no internet, and they give up. Meanwhile, some people are balling. They are taking advantage of whatever it is. They're doing all they can. John, thank you so much for speaking with us. We have to run now.
Thank you, John. It's a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you, Andrea.
All right.
Pleasure being here.
Okay, great, guys. You heard John Obidi, our new media consultant there, talking to us on this matter. We'll pick a bill right now, and right after that, we'll get into the Land Lotto sponsor time on radio. And of course, we'll get to hear from one of the winners, possibly, right after this.
What is zero? Is it just a number or a word? With zero lactose, zero added sugar, and zero artificial sweeteners, zero becomes so much more. Give your life more value with the nourishing goodness of the new Hollandia Zero Yogurt. Hollandia Zero Yogurt. So much yogurt goodness. Zero compromise.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Just like I expected the conversation to go, right? Just like we expected it to go.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, you've heard from our guest, John Obidi. What are your thoughts on metaverse? And is it something that you would enjoy doing? Is it something that you want to be a part of? And just like he said, there are a lot of opportunities that you can gain from it.
Yeah.
Be it a teacher, be it a content creator, be it a business person, whoever, whatever field you're in, there are a lot of opportunities to taking from there.
So you go ahead and find out how you can be a part of this. On Techie Talk, we'll try and bring you this information from time to time, but there's so much to talk about. Sometimes we can't do it consistently. Yeah,
yes.
We have to change from topic to topic. But you can give yourself a target. Go and don't give up, all right? Find good internet, like you said. Go and find out more information about that on your own and arm yourself.
Personally, right, I think that I still need to really, really, really dig deep into understanding the metaverse and, you know, still being to be...
How it can be used.
Yeah, how it can be used to my benefit. There are a lot I do aside being on radio, right?
That's right.
And so I'm trying to look at how I can fit in with that career, that part of my career.
There are millions of opportunities for you, trust me. I'm sure that as a life coach and as a counselor, you imagine, this is your world right here. This is your world. You can get to talk to millions of people without necessarily leaving your home. You can also create realities and create worlds for them. This is amazing.
I love it. It's just, you know, you know the question.
Jack is last.
This part of the world.
We're looking forward to his internet, though, straight up.
You know, it's just like when you see a lot happening out there, a lot of opportunities for you to, you know, be a part of. And then you're just here, and it's just so much that are limiting, right?
That's right.
It's just so much limiting you.
Well, I'm not going to allow the limits. If it means we'll move, we'll move. You understand? But this segment right now, the last 15 minutes of the show is sponsored by Landlotto. And the Landlotto happy moment is right here. For those who like to hear more information about that, let's take a bill from our sponsors, Landlotto. And then we get to hear more information about them. Hopefully, we'll be talking to one of the winners.
Yeah.
And you know that earlier we were talking about landlords and your
increasing rent.
You know, the good thing is through Landlotto, you can become a landlord. You can also own
an apartment.
An apartment or own a land.
Mm.
By the end of November, the 30th, we hear that they're giving out a land. That's on Tuesday, November 30. Somebody's going to win a landed property, a land specifically in Lagos, a plot of land in Lagos. I don't need to say that twice. So guys, stick around to hear more information about that and how you can play and also be a part of it. Right after the break.
You don't hear about Landlotto, you don't ready to win better. This one na ogbonge opportunity for you to change your life, come move enter new level. You know say with Landlotto,
if you carry 200 to win 10,000 naira daily. If you play 500, you fit win 50,000 naira every Super Saturday. If you come play 1,000 naira, you fit win 500,000. If you get mine, put 2,000 naira, you fit become landowner for our land mega win. If you can't get mine, come on, try your luck. If you play with 3,000 naira to win an apartment in this our Lagos.
To play, make you register on top www.landlotto.ng and make you follow all the instructions where them give you. Landlotto, you win every day.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back, Lagos. You heard it. You heard it. It's the Landlotto happy moment right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then you need to, go to the website, www.landlotto.ng,
mm-hmm.
and follow the instructions. You might be winning yourself a land by the end of this month.
That's
and
right.
Trust me, we'll be here to celebrate you. So go ahead straight to that. You can play with 1,000 naira to win
500k
for the end of the month. And you can play with 200 naira to win 10,000 naira.
Every day.
You can play with 2,000 naira to win a land. You can play with 3,000 naira to win an apartment in Lagos. Hmm. So great stuff. Great stuff Landlotto has for you.
Yeah, one good thing I love about that is the fact that, man, my prize, that even the guy that won the 500k at the end of the day, he said he heard it on radio.
Absolutely.
He sweets me well. So, man, because my hope is our listener, our regular listener, especially of the techers right here, should be the one to benefit. You know, everybody can benefit, but if you're listening to this on radio, we pray that you are the one that benefits from it. That way, we'll feel happy about it. Now, for those joining us the first time, this Nigeria Info 99.3, Techie Talk is live, and this segment we're on is indeed sponsored by Landlotto. We're trying to connect with one of the winners of Landlotto to talk to us about the experience, to share their happy winning moment as we proceed on the show. And that's exactly what we're trying to do. As soon as we can get that connected or done with, we would certainly hear from that winner. In the meantime, someone is calling. Let's see who's on the line. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Yeah. This is Ikechukwu calling from the Ebusi Emeta.
All right, Ikechukwu. Welcome.
Yeah. First time caller so far.
Oh, great.
Welcome.
The regular listener. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Welcome indeed. Great to have you.
Mm. I want to find out this Landlotto. I have tried to register several times, but they keep refunding my money. I've tried 200, I've tried 1,000.
They keep refunding. Return.
I'm telling you.
All right. We'll get this information across to them, the team. They're listening right now. They'll get across to you. So we'll get your number and get that fixed.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. 0700-993-993-993. If you want to contribute on our stories so far, and also we've been talking about metaverse, are you interested in that world? And have you tried it? Have you downloaded the app? And what are your thoughts on it?
Absolutely.
We have a WhatsApp message, and let's see. This is coming from, what's your name? I don't think, no name.
No name.
No name. He says, go see the movie Ready Player One or Gamer. That's where Metaverse is heading to.
Yeah.
It says Ready Player One is the starter, then Gamer is where it's going to, then end up in a the Purge reality.
That's right. So those who were told that, you know, there's a time ago on Tech Talk, we talked about gaming, why people were game, how important, how interested you get, how people make money from gaming, video gaming and online gaming. And the young chap that we had on the show, you know, opened the minds of people how many money, how much money people are making through gaming. Now it looks as if this metaverse reality is tilting more towards those who are in
the
gaming field, specifically the gaming field.
Okay.
They have an understanding already. So if you have been playing game online, you are understood how to create your different characters and in depending on the kind of game, you already have an idea, you already have an edge ahead. So you see, everything you do at the end of the day, people are laughing at you, are wasting your time. This game, anything you spend your time on to do that is tech driven, trust me, there's always going to be a day that it will be of an advantage to you.
Okay, on WhatsApp, Diola from VI says PSP licenses had previously been granted to Nine Mobile and other organizations in 2019. Nine Mobile's bank is Nine PSB. Telecoms have been the backbone for digital payments anyway, so it's just reasonable to grant them the license to hasting the process.
Looks like more Nigerians are trusting the telecoms.
Absolutely. And let's see, Kunle Fajori says, on the 5G story, our government is quick to auction the spectrum because it's very easy. But after that, they turn the blind eye and leave us at the mercy of operators. What has 3G or 4G done for us? They provide WAC services. That's what Kunle is saying at the moment.
I can't even deny that. Because it looks as if they just collect license money and then leave you guys. You know, yeah, guys, go and set yourself. And those guys have spent a lot of money. They have to recruit.
Okay, I think that's a bit we have. The rest of the what's it called now? Okay, the rest of the messages here are on the Third Mainland Bridge.
Okay.
And we've passed that conversation already.
Absolutely. Do not forget that you have an opportunity to win for yourself a land as you play with Land Lotto. Landlotto.ng is a website. That's where you go to. If you have, you really want to do it, with my prize that you could, you know, you'd be a winner. And if you have any challenge, landlotto.ng this. By the end of this month, a plot of land to somebody. And then at the end of this month, again, 500K to somebody. At the end of the year, an apartment in Lagos for somebody.
And
focus.
Somebody
focus.
Can be you.
It could be you, man. It could be you indeed.
On that note, we need to wrap it up right now on What's Up Lagos. And of course, that Techie Talk moment right here. It's been a great time. We've learned a lot. Personally, I think I've learned as well regarding the metaverse.
Yeah.
I'll just go back and deep my head into it and understand. Maybe because I'm not really a gaming person, so it's not seeming to sit well just yet. Maybe when I now, you know, put it into my consciousness, it's not just gaming. It's just
much more.
Much more than it, right? Then maybe I could get used to it or embrace it fully. And I know that I'm not the only one on that boat right now.
Absolutely.
All right. So, hey, Lagos, thank you again. Thank you again for always coming through on What's Up, Lagos. 2 hours well spent.
That's right.
Righty, righty. We need to step aside. I am Andrea Otuobi. Take care.
Well, we were unable to connect with the winner for Land Lotto. Maybe tomorrow we get to do that. I am Collins. Take care, the microphone heavyweight. God bless you.
God bless our homes.
God bless the Federal Republic of Nigeria.